Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The yearly thing, just want to say happy birthday to my nephew, Gavin Newsom. And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
One of a kind. Let me do this first. Crossover's brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
Gavin Souza, my nephew.
Let's welcome in Gibson Williams.
I got crossover.
I've always been like, you guys look a little bit alike. A little bit.
I would give you an early four.
It's like when you smile. Yeah. I'm like,
got the hair.
A little like, right? A little crinkle next to the eyes. I'm like, they look, I can see the resemblance. I can see it.
How you boys doing?
Better than the Warriors.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
They're fine.
But I want to give Dib some credit. You said the Rockets had action.
Yeah.
And I want to commend you.
Thank you. And I just look at the way things go in a series. And the Rockets were really bad shooting the ball in game one. And to think that they would be that bad again, I thought was far-fetched. And you know, Jalen Green, 8 threes. Okay. That is the other end of the spectrum. Jalen Green, game one to Jalen Green, game two. Will the real Jalen Green please stand up and please stand up? And he probably will in game three, because the real Jalen Green is between those two, right?
Sure.
I mean, he's not.
Sure.
Game two, Jalen is like, okay, you might be the greatest player of all time. So beyond that, the physicality is something that I looked at the ref assignments. And you look at what they've done as a crew, they don't call a lot of fouls, and they called fewer fouls than the playoff average
38
this year.
Total between both teams.
Right, and that's a little bit below the average. And so I looked at the matchup and the desperation and all the rest of it, and I thought that it was a game that Houston could win, needed to win, and then, yeah, the Jimmy Butler thing happened, and Pods was sick, and so you had Pat and Gee and Quentin, and, I mean, what are we doing at this point, right? You're going to lose.
And Kuminga, Willard. And I owe you an apology.
Mark, your thoughts?
Why? Real quick, Stoney.
What do you owe me an apology for?
My intel had you, and I said it on air, as you thinking the play on Butler was dirty along with Dibs. And I let the person know I ain't going to dime him out. I let him know.
No, I didn't see it that way. I didn't see it as like just a total nothing.
That's, exactly.
But I didn't see it as like targeted, strategic.
Too much
and dirty.
Was going on.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he lost his balance. He's going down.
Draymond gave him a little OG.
I didn't really see Draymond giving him a shove either. Like, it's just bodies getting tangled, and he started to get launched forward, and it's super, super unfortunate. I did not have a huge issue with Amen Thompson. And quite frankly,
the Warriors didn't. It
the
sound
physicality
like.
Of the game, it is what it is. You like, and the Warriors are plenty guilty of all kinds of physical behavior out there too. So I have no issue with that, but I do have an issue with something that both of you have been saying. Today.
Go ahead.
I don't understand why you guys twofold. Why are you blowing off the way that they are clearly, the way that they have been coached to guard Steph? And why are you saying that because he said in front of a microphone, no big deal, that means no big deal? Of course he's not going to whine in front of a microphone. He's a legit superstar, and he's not a baby. You don't go to the press conference after game two of a series, oh, they're holding me. You don't do
but
that.
But we used to see that with Phil Jackson and all coaches.
But that's for the coach to do. And you may see that later on, or you may, who knows what's happening behind the scenes. But to me, there's two separate issues here. The physicality of the series, everybody's guilty. But there's only one person who's being guarded that way.
I'll let you take it, Steiny.
There's only one person who clearly, because it's not even just physicality, it's the same maneuver. It's the wrapping of the arms at the waist as you are in front of him or as he goes by. It's a slap. It's a tug. Yeah. It's a pull. Pods didn't get guarded that way. And Jalen Green is not getting guarded that way. It's been coached. It's not legal. And the referees, who have a ridiculous assignment in this series, have not stopped it. And that is not good. It's not good for viewing, and it's not good for the Warriors, obviously.
What you're talking about, where they wrap around the guy, I've seen more and more of that in the league from a bunch of other teams. Now, Curry may get it more than anybody else. Why did Draymond and Curry say game one was more physical?
Because they're Draymond and Curry, and they're not going to use press conference microphones to complain about calls.
But why wouldn't they say, yeah, it was physical? It was more physical. Do you believe them that it was less physical?
I have no reason not to. But what I'm talking about with Curry is not an umbrella idea of the physicality of the game. That is simply the way the Rockets have clearly decided on a chalkboard how we're going to guard and what we're going to do to Steph Curry, and we're going to dare the officials to call this both on and off the ball. And for the most part, they haven't.
And I'm being real. Well, he had 31. Did you say this? And I'm asking.
Absolutely. Okay. That's dibs. Okay. Absolutely. Right. I've seen it every single. In fact, you see it from more people than just the Rockets. They're probably the best at it, and they're the most consistent with it. And now we're going to see a bunch of games in a row, and so that's going to ramp up everybody's emotions about it. But the guy's getting tackled. He's getting tackled when he tries to dribble by people.
That's a foul.
It's a foul, and it doesn't usually get called. Because they're not calling a lot of fouls.
Where are you at on that, Dibs?
Well, if that is the case, the premise is one that is probably accurate. And so if I'm Steph Curry and this is the reality of the situation and going about it the way he goes about it, which is gentlemanly.
Yeah,
and,
he ain't saying a word.
He's not going to go and, quote, cry at a press conference. Whatever he's doing is not working. It's not getting the results that Mark and many other people want, which is more calls. So maybe at this point, it's time to get a little bit more aggressive with your approach to how things are going.
Willer, just give me a letter grade for this. A couple Sundays ago, they came in here and won, and the world heard Udoka say, when they complain, and Steph was a part of it, that means you got him up here. I'm wondering if the Warriors are kind of holding back from doing that, playing into that, or what other reason did Dibs mention would Steph not go to that podium, or even Kerr for that matter, and say, this is ridiculous. So I got to feel like they're a good defensive team, the Rockets are. Like, why that? When maybe game three after Saturday, we hear more from the players.
I don't think we will. Even the quote-unquote complaining that Udoka talked about 2 weeks ago wasn't at a press conference. It was on the court. Mm. These guys are champs, dude. They're not going to do that. It's a total sign of weakness.
Yeah.
It's like you might as well take a bullhorn and go to the opponent's locker room and be like, we're scared. Like, they're not going to come out and complain about calls because they're way too professional for that. And it would be letting Houston see
we're
that you're sweating.
Yeah. All right.
So they're not going to do that. They're always, I feel like, in the press conference, when you see these guys, almost always, they're always going to have that look in their eye like, we got this. We're fine.
Just leaving the part out about, you know, whether he's getting manhandled or not. I don't think it's just Houston.
No, it's not.
I mean, if you get Minnesota, McDaniels is going to do it. If you get L.A., Vanderbilt's going to be a wild man. If you get OKC, Caruso and one of their athletes is going to take that role. And who's the other team? Denver? You know, Denver might not have somebody quite like that.
Denver's not going to get out of this round. But but anyway, like, you're not wrong. But that's where, and again, I have no interest in coming down the road of the officials today.
That's where you were going.
No, wow. Impossible job. Just like it is, this is an impossible situation because every player is fouling someone on every play.
And I'm getting that from the Clippers in Denver. It's out of control. Like I'm hearing the thuds on the floor.
Yeah, it's worse in this series. And I don't know if it's the approach is more physical or if it's just the technical players that are in this series. But you heard a lot of people say this, and I kind of agree with them. That did not look like a basketball game last
night. No, I'm hearing that left and right.
It looks like a football game. And that's not great. That's not what the league wants. But how do you fix it? I don't want the officials to stop the play on every play.
So is that why the Warriors, this was the fifth time in seven games, not playoff game, all of them, that they've yet to hit the C note 100 points against the Rockets because they're finessing the refs?
I don't know. I don't think they're finessing the refs. It's just this matchup. That's this matchup. It is two of the best defensive teams in the NBA. So, they're good.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, we saw Kuminga last night. Played 26 minutes.
Incredible.
I don't think you can expect any more out of him than he tried to give last night. He wasn't great. Nobody was. But it looks like if Butler misses Saturday's game, there's no doubt he's got to play.
And the incredible part,
if Butler does not play,
oh, no doubt.
He has to play, right? Has to.
And Willer, how it comes full circle.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
But if Butler does play, he has to not play.
See, I don't know.
I want to make sure that stays in the conversation, too.
But do you think that's on the board? I'm starting to wonder.
Which? Butler playing?
Butler plays and
it's completely on the board.
And Kerr's, like, we need some length. Or he can't give us 38. Butler wasn't out there to get the 38.
Yeah, you guys are right. I don't think there's any room to come at Kuminga today.
None.
What an impossible situation.
Come on, man.
Rusty, mentally hit. And then it's like, okay, dude.
Asking for a challenge. Yeah, Steiny pointed that out. They didn't do it.
Go bring us back from down double digits in the second quarter.
Impossible.
Impossible situation. So he did some good things. He did some things that remind everybody why he's on the bench, too. And that's fine. As you just said, Steiny, nobody else was great either. But I felt like we had all agreed on this.
We had
reached the end of the conversation.
It was over.
That when Jimmy and Draymond are out there together, there is no, like, they have a lot of data here. There's no Kuminga. It doesn't work. And last night should not change anyone's mind on that. That's what I see.
And I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And I do think that when you look at the severity of the Butler fall and what we know about pelvic contusions, for me, it's a tailbone bruise, but whatever you want to call it. And yeah, exactly. And, you know, having suffered through an injury like that myself, never having tried to play basketball through it. But what do we know about the other injuries like this? Well, Steph Curry missed a week. And could he have come back sooner if they were playoff games? Maybe. But even when he came back, he had a pad on his tailbone. And Kuminga got hurt and he missed a game or two. And then he was out of the rotation anyway. So for me to think that Jimmy Butler will be ready for game three is hopeful thinking. I would expect, based on the severity of the fall and what we know about these injuries, I would expect that he doesn't play game three.
And Steiny, you go ahead.
Well, you know what I'd like to see now that you brought it up is when Curry came back from the back, how'd he play? I can't remember because I can't remember the exact game he came back and
remember he missed Miami and Atlanta.
Yeah.
Those were the games, right?
And they lost them both, right?
He came back into a couple of real patsy games. Yeah. Wasn't it Charlotte?
It was New Orleans and San Antonio. He had 56 in Memphis.
And it was but the New Orleans game, they were sleepy.
That's right.
Remember?
That's right.
They had a hard time shaking them. They didn't
that was a payday Friday.
It was like 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know it looked like it really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Don't you think, though, we were talking about this just down the hall. Let's go back to that road trip when Steph had this injury. He sits out Miami. Remember, he worked out before the game, and he was questionable, and he sat out. If that's a playoff game.
That's what Steiny was alluding to today.
He's in.
So when Div said that, I'm like, but that was a bad spiel.
Well, and that was
five days later, not three.
Right. Wow. So, yeah, I agree that Jimmy is very iffy Saturday. I would be surprised if he misses more than that.
Right.
But what the hell do I know? That's just tea leaves reading.
Yeah, and stay tuned to Willard and Dibs, and hopefully the MRI results will come out. And based on the fall, and maybe we can get an emergency Doc Pandya, and I know he'll weigh in via text and whatnot, but that sort of an injury for me is more of an X-ray thing where you do the X-ray to see if there's a bone that's broken or fractured. An MRI for that sort of an injury, unless there's like a muscle pull or, I don't know, ligament or tendon, I don't know what the MRI is going to show that the X-ray doesn't. So for me, it's obviously precautionary. But
it's pain tolerance.
Yeah, it's pain tolerance, but that's one of those weird ones where...
Range of motion, too.
Well, sure. That's what pain tolerance prevents. I mean... Anybody's had a bad back, it's like when you get it, that's it. I mean, it hurts. And so you don't keep going in the direction that makes it hurt.
Like he's probably in more pain
today. Dude, did you see? Oh, no doubt. And I'm going to keep it real. He's changed everything. Jimmy Butler. So let's just say he doesn't play Saturday. I'll look at all three of you and be honest. With this Rocket defense and kind of what we saw yesterday, and I'm the Warriors in five guy, nervous. And Steiny was like, well, why would you be nervous? But I'm just putting some respect on Jimmy's name. Without him, he's changed everything.
What I said was, if Jimmy plays, it's still not an automatic win.
No, and I don't think it's an automatic loss if he does.
Exactly.
Here's what I would say, especially because it's game three energy. Anybody who plays their first home game of the playoffs, there's a big wave, right? That's a tidal wave. And also the role players tend to play a lot better. So I could completely see Pods and Moody hitting a bunch of threes on Saturday.
All right.
Or if Jimmy's out, Kuminga could have a night. Could absolutely have a night. So I think that they could win game three without him. I don't think they can win the series without him. If he were to miss the rest of the series, or if he were to miss three or four
games, yeah, nobody wants that.
I think they're cooked. I think they're not that great of a team without him.
This was kind of a sidelight, let's say, of the game last night, but as it relates to Pajemski. So Pajemski's got, let's call it food poisoning.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got two choices. He can not play, and people will say, "You're not playing? Food poisoning?" Well, Jordan had that in game six, and he played. And so, you know, you got to play. You got to be a gamer. He goes out and plays, and he's the worst player on the court, and he hurts you. Now, he didn't cost you the game, but, like, it's just it's a lose-lose situation for both the player and the team in those situations. It's just you can't win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're not feeling great and you don't play, how could you sit out game two with a little tummy ache? But he played, and he clearly was not. He was not.
My boy Spencer showed up.
You know, he was bad, and then he goes out, and he goes in the locker room, and he gets an IV. So clearly, whatever he was going through caused him to lose, shall we say, fluids.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying if
bubble
it was
guts.
North or south or maybe both directions where he was losing fluids, but you get an IV and you go back out there and you're still not very good. You're still not good enough.
Couple of shots and he hit the rim.
Yeah, but at the same time, and I'm going to invoke Doc Pandya again because he had a great tweet after Pat Spencer went out there and was on fire. It, classic Doc Pandya, jersey in the cart.
Yeah, oh, that's his thing.
Number 61. So look for Pandya in a Pat Spencer.
Patty!
I mean, because Pat came in there. It's like, oh, my God.
And they got into it.
Pretty
they,
fun, yeah.
Make those?
Like, oh, you can get one, yeah.
Jersey in the cart with no name. Yeah, you got to make it somewhere and have it down, Willard. You got it. I don't think that's one purchase. That's two purchases to get a Pat Spencer jersey.
Maybe not after last night.
Maybe not.
And you made this point in the green room about, like, so Jimmy gets hurt first quarter,
man.
And Pods is mostly useless, yep. And Steph is subpar, and yet you're in it in the fourth quarter? Like, if you're looking for the glass being half full, that for me is the glass half full where two of your five starters were mostly unavailable, and then your superstar was, I mean, Steph was, he was all right.
Six turnovers.
And you know what? And I don't know if you guys have said it. I haven't heard the whole show. I've been in the office since 10:01, but Draymond Green was awful.
Yeah, he was very bad.
He used that same word.
He was very bad.
he was frustrating last night. All of the Draymond ways. Throwing the ball away, getting into multiple tussles, getting technical
and he got
foul.
The tech, as I predicted yesterday.
You got that. You didn't get both, right? Dylan didn't get one, did
no,
he?
No, but he probably should have and could have, but.
Totally.
He used your words. Yeah, he said awful.
Draymond was not good. And you also left out, Jalen Green careered it. I mean, I know you said that off the top.
He shoved me.
Yeah, that belongs in that conversation. Like, good for him. He was the best player on the floor. And the best player on the floor usually wins a playoff game. And last night it was him.
I just wonder if they, because again, I keep going back to that Sunday, a few Sundays ago, the regular season. Did they figure something out, or is the mindset, their psyche, like, we got action. We can't wait. Because they're so young. I don't want to say basketball dumb. They're so young. Will they play better and freer outside of being at home? I just thought, you know, sometimes that happens. Like, Tupac, it's us against the world now. Let's go. We got one, dibs. Let's play free like we did a couple Sundays ago. I don't know. But I felt like they were tight. Even with that lead yesterday, they got it done. Shocked me. But I'm like, I don't like that part about this game Saturday where they feel like, you know what? We can just kind of let it hang.
It depends on who's playing for the Warriors. And if you've got Jimmy Butler, then I don't think that Houston's going to be able to freewheel it like that. But you look at yesterday and the Warriors turned it over five more times. And Houston had 14 more rebounds. And Houston shot it better from the floor and better from the foul line, which is the thing. So,
but the Warriors, 43 of 80 shots, threes, that's how important. Diversify your portfolio with these. That's too many threes,
And you're down. I mean, you're down. You're down by double digits the whole game.
Yeah. You're down 8 when you went down too.
As for the Rockets playing free,
I don't know.
I don't see it. And here's why. This will be, and I know that they played their first playoff game ever. Like, of course, Van Vliet, but the big boys, you know, first playoff game ever. Well, you know, it's Saturday.
First road
playoff game.
Prime time.
And I'm imagining if they're up five with 9 minutes to go, and here come the Warriors, and the crowd's going crazy. I don't see them playing free.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Possession.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
No,
Saturday's going to be hard for Monday will too. Saturday and Monday are going to be really hard for the Rockets.
Yep. All right, gentlemen, we'll have a great show.
You out?
Oh.
I just love what we do. I don't even look.
You can see. Hey, I'm getting a little touch up on the hair.
Okay,
on the hair today at 2:30.
Look at him.
Jackson Square Salon. Don't sleep on it. On 95.7, The Game.